His jaws seemed to be locked in the closed position. Will stood up slowly, ducked his head and shoulders under the door frame, and jumped to the ground 3 feet below, where he landed heavily. The rest of the men immediately surrounded him, acting with extreme caution, as they always had when handling him. They were larger, both individually and in number, but Will sensed they still felt threatened. He didn't blame them. He'd nearly killed a giant of a man while in prison, until a little more than a year ago, he reflected. He'd never assaulted anyone. Will realized that being handcuffed to the oversized guard whose badge read, Hank Tritt, MP number 2119, extinguished any hope of running for the edge of the roof. Although he could probably drag the Neanderthal over the edge, he hadn't reached the point where he'd be willing to take an innocent man down with him. The guards led him out from the shelter of the helicopter, and Will's feet were so numb he couldn't sense the ground beneath him. The only indication of his own movement was the squeaking sound his shoes made on the hard-packed snow, a noise that made him feel even colder, like that made by rubbing together two pieces of styrofoam. After just a few steps, they were fully exposed to the weather, and Will thought the December wind might blow right through him. The guards shielded their faces with thick coat sleeves.